Okay. Where we left off, we were talking about Ms. Ethel Dobbs, her work, when she started working, this kind of thing. So here we go.
Well, this HM came in and he said, "My Miss Coker wants you to help her tomorrow, if you will." At school, they was having this turkey dinner and all, and this football homecoming, you know, everything. So I said, "Well, I don't know whether I want to or not." But he said, "Well, she needs you." So I worked one day, and I couldn't take it. Because, see, I'm allergic to onion, and I could not take that odor. So I worked that day, you know, but I stick that night and heart said, "I'm not going back. You just need to think about it. See, if you knew before you went down there, you'd smell that onion and get sick." Well, anyway, then I had had a chance to work at Graves' store, and I didn't want to, though. I said I wasn't going to work. But HM said, "Well, now you go on." And he said, "I don't mind one bit in your work." So I didn't work all the time, but I worked most of the time. I got a dollar and a half a day. I went to work at 7, and sometimes it was 7 when we got off that night.
Wow.
Well, honey, that was nothing unusual, you know.
Uh-huh.
They just stayed late. They had a dry goods store on one side and grocery store on the other. And the colored people, they came in, the black people, I should say, they came in late. Now, I don't know, they just like to come in late. Well, they couldn't close up one till they did the other, you see.
Uh-huh.
So I worked. I guess that was just occasionally that I worked when Ms. Brace was sick. And then when after she got where she couldn't work, I worked every day. And I finally got to making $15 a week. And we was buying our first home. I said, "I'm going to put all that I make on the home. We wanted to get it paid off. We bought it to pay $10 a month."
Wish I could find one of those.
But anyway.
Is this the house on the hill?
What?
Is this the house on the hill? Is this the house on the hill?
No.
A different one?
This was down on the, you don't remember when we lived down on the highway, do you?
No.
Well, this was the house that we moved into down there. But we bought that house and we paid $1,000 for it. And we used to pay $10 a month. Or he said, "Whatever you want to pay. If you want to pay more, why, that's all right." So I said, "Now I'm going to put this up." So I did. I put what I made on the house just to help us get it paid out. Anything, a debt worried me. I never was used to debts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I did. But anyway, the only thing that I ever remember that Howard objected to me buying, I bought a pressure cooker for $15. Now, $14.95, I believe it was. Now, that was in 1944, and the only thing he said was, "Honey, that was a big price for one item." I'm still using that pressure cooker. I am still using that pressure cooker.
It was worth it, huh?
But he just thought that was so, you know, such an outlandish price.
Now, what was the attitudes of women working at this time?
Well, nobody thought anything about it. If you wanted to work, you worked, and there was no it was an attitude about it. I didn't know it.
Okay, the reason I ask that is because earlier, you know,
earlier
in the 1940s, they had the big controversy over women in the workplace.
Well, now, I've worked with one woman and two, there was two men. No, the boy just worked on Saturday night for school. But everybody was nice to us.
So it wasn't a big problem here?
There wasn't any problem. And of course, Collinsville had so many black people. It was almost half and half down there. But we were all friends, you know, just there was no nothing that I remember about.
Nothing. And it, eventually y'all ended up buying a store, you and Hoyt?
Pardon?
Did you and Hoyt eventually end up buying a store?
We just opened up a store. We didn't buy it. This was a feed store. We ran that for 19 years, feed and seed store.
Okay, so both of y'all worked in it?
Mm-hmm, we both worked in it. And we sold out in July of 70. He didn't want to retire, but I knew he was getting where he couldn't remember things. And so,
did it do pretty good? Was it a good business?
Yeah, we had. We didn't make a whole lot of money, but we made enough to build our home, pay for it, and. We just didn't buy things on the installment plan. That just wasn't something we did.
Was that attitude from coming off the Depression when he lost his money because it was in the bank then, do you think?
No, I just hadn't been used to it at home, and he hadn't been used to it. We just what you didn't have, you done without.
Now in this area, where am I? What did y'all think about Kennedy? About Kennedy, John F. Kennedy?
Yeah, we liked Kennedy. I did. And Art was a Democrat, and I was a Democrat, so we had no trouble with that. And we liked Kennedy.
Because a lot of people still, I mean, everybody still talks about Kennedy calling it the Camelot era, and everybody knows where they were when he got assassinated. What were y'all doing?
I was getting a permanent. The girl that was staying with mother was giving me a permanent. We was, let's see. It was what year was he assassinated?
63.
We was up on the hill, I guess, then, wouldn't we? Anyway, she was giving me a permanent. And long, she was colored. And she cried. I declare Fanny just cried and cried and cried. She said, oh, we thought he was going to help us. She thought that we was going to get some help. And I remember that very distinctly, Fanny taking it so hard.
How did you feel about it?
Well, I felt it was awful. I didn't appreciate him being a Catholic, but he had as much right to be a Catholic as I did a Methodist. Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And I think this. We're all, if we get to heaven, we're all going to sit together. There's not going to be Methodists, Baptists, and Presbyterians, and so forth. I don't think they're going to have that up in heaven, do you?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
We're all going the same place.
Now, Fanny had it right when she said that they thought that he was going to help them. Now, being from the South in this area, Do you know a lot about what went on?
She just thought he was going to... Now, she was a good worker, and she didn't... you know, she just resented of him being shot.
Now, he was working to help the blacks, being from the South.
She felt like that he would.
Did you see a lot or know a lot about what went on as far as the KKK? I mean, because this area is notorious for its KKK
actions.
Well,
honey, it was just on the radio and on television all the time. I just got so disgusted with it.
So they publicized it a lot?
They did, and the bombing in Birmingham, you know, that church. And, oh, it just, was just so much.
Well, where did you stand on this?
I don't think that, I think the blacks have as much right as we do. I don't believe in us mixing, but they have just as much right. They have a soul just like we have. And God made them that color. They can't get their color. I had some good friends. Now, Fanny was a good friend. Her mother was a good friend. Her mother stayed with mother for 4 years. And Fanny, well, let's see, I don't know how long she stayed, but anyway.
They stayed with her or they worked for her?
She stayed with me, and they worked for her in the daytime, you know. And just whatever she wanted done, I usually did the cooking of the boiling of things before I left. And then whatever she wanted, Fanny was a good cook, whatever she wanted, why they cooked that. She cooked that, whatever mother wanted. She cooked that for us.
Okay. And what did y'all think about all the marches and all the violence that was going on?
We thought it was awful. We just...
What kind of things? Did anything happen here close to your home?
No, nothing happened close to our house. Now, there was a black family that was burned out in Collinsville, and some thought it was because they were old-timers and they were working for the Christ's son. It was because of her and him both burned up in the house. But now, whether that was true or not, honey, I don't know. But that was the opinion of some people, that that's why their house burned. But they were the best old couple they could be. And,
well, did it scare you, any, that all this was going on?
I didn't know it until the next day. The next morning, Fanny called me in, and she said, "Miss Dobbs, I'm going to," or not Fanny, her mother, Ruby said, "Miss Dobbs, I'm going to be late this morning." She said, "You knew what happened last night?" And I said, "No." And they were her next door neighbors, and she and this woman were just like that. They were real good Christian friends. And I said, "Well, just don't come to that." I said, "I'll stay at home." And it happened at a time that I was especially needed. So I said, "Just stay at home." She said, "No, I'm coming out there. I probably won't talk to your mother." But she said, "You tell her what happened before I come." So I stayed at home that day and let Fanny out because she and so Sally, you know, they have the funniest.
That is true.
Zozella, anyway,
somebody.
They were fun. Now, we're peculiar to us. But that was awful.
Well, did it scare Fanny and Ruby and them?
Oh, yeah, they were just, they didn't know. We knew there was fire down there somewhere. We heard that. But we didn't know that the Cross house burned. We knew it was up in that area, but we didn't know, and we didn't know about him being in there. And I heard at one time that they believed they was dead before the fire started, that they maybe they burned it.